Well, let's just think for a few minutes this evening about the story that we read together from Luke chapter 2, and particularly the story of the shepherds that are found in verses 8 to 20. Maybe you can just about see the Bible that you've got in front of you. If not, you might want to go home a little later and read those verses. And let's for a moment try to put ourselves in the minds and in the hearts of those shepherds who are so intrinsic to the Christmas story, aren't they? I wonder what difference Christmas is going to make for you this year. You might say, well, Christmas always leaves me a little bit poorer financially. I think about all the presents I've got to buy. I think about all the food that I've got to pay for. I think about this time of the year when the electricity and the gas bills are so high. And the only difference that Christmas makes for me is that it makes me poorer. Or you might say, well, Christmas makes me richer because this is a time when I gather together with my family and my friends. This is the time perhaps when I see people, hear from people that I don't normally hear from, I don't normally see. At Christmas time, it's the most joyful, the most wonderful time of the year. And so Christmas makes me joyful and makes me happier. Or maybe you just want to get through Christmas. Maybe because of things that have happened in the past year. Maybe because of memories that come back at this time of the year in particular. You just want to get through Christmas. And Christmas won't make any difference to you at all, one way or the other. Well, I wonder if you've noticed in the Christmas story with the shepherds, the big change there is in them from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. At the beginning of the story, these shepherds are full of fear. At the end of the story, they are full of rejoicing. The first Christmas night, the first Christmas day, makes a magnificent difference to these shepherds. They go from fear to faith. And it might be a good idea for us just for a few minutes tonight to think about what it is that makes the difference. It's, of course, really interesting that it's shepherds who are at the center of this great Christmas story. Shepherds were pretty despised in Bible times. Indeed, some of the historians, some of those who were experts in the culture of the day, tell us that shepherds had the lowest reputation that you could possibly have in Jewish society. Some of the experts believe that shepherds weren't even able to bear witness in a court of law because they were just known to be vagabonds and ruffians. They were the sort of people that if there was a crime that went on in a particular place, they were always the prime suspects. Shepherds had a very low place in Jewish society. But of course, God had said way back in the book of Jeremiah that the Lord would come on a night when shepherds were on their hillsides, watching over their flocks, keeping count of them. And in Jeremiah chapter 33, these shepherds, in a sense, are the clue to the coming of Jesus. And here they are, at the beginning of the story, full of faith. At the end of the story, full of joy. Now, it would take a lot to make a shepherd fearful. You know, they had a rough job. They were there on the hillside at night. They were there keeping watch over their flock. They had to protect their sheep from the wild animals and from those who might come rustling and stealing sheep. Some things never change, do they? And so these were rough, tough men. They were not soft. They were not effeminate men. These were men who were strong. And here they are. In verse 9 we read, don't we? An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord shone around them. They were greatly afraid. Maybe like me, you remember what was it, the Authorized Version used to say, they were so afraid. So afraid it made them sore. That's how afraid they were. They are greatly afraid. You know, sometimes we think of angels, don't we, as a bit like the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree. But angels, all through the scriptures, are God's warriors, aren't they? Whatever they saw in front of them as the angel of the Lord appeared to them was something they'd never seen before, something they'd never come into contact with before. Here was the divine, if you like, entering the human world. Here was a visitor who was coming from another time and another space, as it were, and coming into their world. Here was something that shocked them and scared the living daylights out of them. Because you see, Christmas, in all sorts of ways, is about God entering our world, the divine breaking in to time and space as we know it. Christmas is about not just angelic visits, but it's about the coming of God, the coming of Christ, the coming of a Messiah, the coming of a Savior, the coming of the eternal Son of the eternal God into our world. And when we think about that, when we're brought face to face with the reality that there is another world, that there is a heaven, that there is a God, that there is more to life and more to existence than this world and everything in it, we could end up like these shepherds too. We could end up fearful. We could end up sore afraid. And here they are, face to face with the angel of the Lord, and they are greatly afraid. Isn't it lovely that the first thing that the angel says to them is, don't be afraid, fear not. It's one of those things that you see again and again in the Christmas story, don't you? You think about Mary back in Matthew, or back in Luke chapter 1, and when the angel comes to her, she can't take it in. She is fearful. She is wondering what it can mean. And the angel comes alongside her and reassures her and deals with her fears and her anxieties. And that's exactly what the angel of the Lord does. Don't be afraid. I've got good news. And you see, Christmas is good news. We live in a world that's full of bad news, don't we? Maybe so many people nowadays just don't turn on the news on the television, do they? They don't want to buy a newspaper. They don't want to hear about the bad news. This was a world of bad news as well. As we thought this morning, Caesar is on the move. A decree has gone out from the palace in Rome that everybody must be registered. Everybody must be taxed. It's going to be another tax upon these poor Jewish people from the Roman emperor. And here's a world of bad news, but the angel of the Lord says, I've got good news for you. We live in a world where we need good news. Maybe you're living a life where you need good news. You need to be transformed from somebody who is fearful to somebody who is full of joy. And that's what happens to these shepherds here. What is it that makes the difference? Who is it that makes the difference? Who is it that can make the difference in your life? Who is it that makes the difference in my life? Well, the angel of the Lord tells us, doesn't it? I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, not just to these shepherds, but to everybody who lived then, to everybody who lives now, to people in Israel, to people here in Wales, to people all around the world. Here's good news. I bring you good news, great tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. What's this great news? The great news is that a Saviour has been born. You might think, well, that's not the news I want to hear. I want to hear news that will make me financially wealthy. I want to hear news that will make me smile, that will make me laugh. I will want to hear news that means that I can live a healthier life, perhaps. News of a great breakthrough in the medical world or in the financial world. That's the news I want to hear. But you see, the news that we need to hear is news that centers around a baby. A baby who is lying in a manger. A baby who will grow up to go around doing good, making blind people to see and deaf people to hear and raising people from the dead, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God, and then going to a cross and dying in the place of us so that we might have everlasting life. And that's the news that the angel brings. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You're going to find this baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Have you ever wondered why the angel gave those details to the shepherds? Surely it was because the angel wanted to make sure the shepherds came to the right baby. You know, there would have been other babies born in Bethlehem that night, perhaps. The place was packed, as we said this morning. Anybody who was descended from David, and that would have been a great number of folk because David had lived 1,000 years before, 30 generations perhaps before. They were all heading for Bethlehem too. And so there would have been babies born that night perhaps in Bethlehem. There would be other babies in arms who'd been born in the days previously. Not just any baby will do. These shepherds have to come face to face with Jesus. They have to come to see Jesus. And so they must look for that one baby. The baby who's wrapped in swaddling cloths. The baby that's lying in an animal's feeding trough. It's good to see, isn't it, how these men respond. As soon as they hear that, indeed, before even that happens, this angelic messenger is joined by a multitude of the heavenly host. Oh, what an amazing sight that must have been. A squadron, a legion of the angelic heavenly host are there, praising God, saying to one another, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Whatever choir you hear this Christmas, you'll never hear a choir like that. The men say, let's go. Let's go now to Bethlehem. Let's go quickly. Let's go with haste. Let's not waste a moment. Let's go and see this thing that God has revealed to us. That's a great response, isn't it? Isn't that a response that we need to follow? You know, these shepherds don't say, hang on, this is religion. Religion is for women. We'll go home and tell the wife, and the wife can go. They can go and see it. It's not for us. Oh, no, that's not where these men are. No, these men say that we've got to go now. We've got to see if these things are true. We've got to go and check out what the Lord has made known to us. And they go and they find and they rejoice. You see, within a matter of moments, within a matter of hours perhaps, they go from fear to rejoicing. They're described then, aren't they, as we come to the end of the passage. The shepherds return. They go back to their sheep on the hillside, but they go back glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They were bursting with the news. They wanted to tell everybody. All those who heard it marveled at the things which were told them by the shepherds. Their lives had been transformed by their meeting with Jesus. They'd gone from fear to faith. They'd gone from men who were sore afraid to men who were rejoicing and who were glorifying God. The first Christmas had made a huge difference to these men. Now, the question that this passage leaves us with, one of the questions is, what difference has Christmas made to me? Not just financially, not just in terms of meeting up with different people, but what difference has it made to me in my heart? You see, Jesus has come to be the Saviour. That's what the angel of the Lord said. There's born to you in the city of David, to state a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. That's why he's come. He's come to be a Saviour. He's come to rescue us. He's come to liberate us. He's come to take us out of a kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. He's come to take us out of a state of enmity and deadness before God and to bring us into a place of fellowship and friendship with God. He's come to rescue us from our sins, the things that we say and think and do that are wrong in the sight of a holy God and that break our relationship with him. But you see, Jesus can make the difference. Meeting with Jesus makes the difference. Coming to understand who Jesus is makes the difference. That's what made the difference with these shepherds. And not just these shepherds, but countless people in the 2,000 years since. People all across our world today. Those who are meeting in the wintertime in the northern hemisphere. Those who are meeting in the summertime in the southern hemisphere. Those who are rejoicing in the incarnation just as we are. Their lives have been changed by coming into a relationship with Jesus. And you know, my friends, that can happen to you tonight. You can come to know Christ. I can't point you tonight to a manger where a baby is lying and say, go. But I can point you to a cross where a Saviour died. I can point you to an empty tomb from which a Saviour rose. I can point you to the heavens where Christ has now returned and from where one day he will come. And I can tell you that you too can have your life transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's not happened to you, make it happen this Christmas. Ask God to reveal himself to you. Believe the message of the Bible and the message of Christ. And go from fear to faith in Jesus.